Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and every day I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. Let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about being people of conviction. Let me ask you a question. What are your core convictions? Have you ever made a list? A conviction is a firmly held belief. It's part of who you are as a person. A conviction shapes your choices and decisions. It does not change with the winds of time. It is part of your character. As Christians, our convictions are shaped by biblical principles. Since we believe the Bible is God's word and that its truth lasts forever, our beliefs and convictions cannot change regardless of the changes in our society. Today, opinion polls are more popular than ever. They are used, of course, by politicians, but they're also used by organizations, businesses, advertisers, and marketers. Wall Street Journal writer Joseph Epstein noted that the opinion poll has been around for more than a century. They gained authority in the 1940s with the polling methods of George Gallup, but today it seems as if opinions matter far more than principles. Abraham Lincoln was an example of a man who held true to his core convictions. Early in his presidency, he set aside the morning office hours to receive visitors. Many of these visitors were seeking favors or attempting to exert influence. Some were just wishing to shake the hand of the nation's leader. But these visits offer the president the opportunity, in the days before scientific public opinion polling, to get some idea of how ordinary people felt about him and his administration. Yet Lincoln, aware as he was of public sentiment, never allowed it ultimately to alter his policies or principles, which is one of the reasons he was a great man. For instance, some critics blasted his 272-word Gettysburg Address for being far too short. But Lincoln stood by the speech, and as we all know now, it became one of the greatest political speeches of all time. So, what does the Bible say about convictions? Well, listen to these verses. James chapter 4, verse 17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12 says, don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. This means, of course, no matter what your age may be, you should let God's word inform how you live your life, and as you do so, you are an example to others. And then I like 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, which simply says, stand firm in the faith. I believe there are two categories of convictions, and we should prayerfully consider the Word of God as we establish both in our lives. The first category is biblical convictions. These convictions are the clear teaching of Scripture for doctrine and lifestyle. They are clearly outlined in Scripture for us, and they are the will of God for our faith and practice. These biblical convictions never change. They are the same in every generation because the Word of God never changes. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8 says, the grass withers and the flowers fail, but the word of our God endures forever. The second category is personal convictions. A personal conviction is a specific boundary of behavior that God has set for a person individually. However, it is not necessarily a commandment defined in the Bible, nor is it a behavior meant for others to follow. Personal convictions are between God and an individual. These convictions are the result of God's leading and guiding in your life. The Holy Spirit has led you to a certain way of living or certain things to avoid. God may not work in other people's lives with the same conviction. As we grow in our faith, the Holy Spirit will guide each of us in how we are to live and conduct ourselves. Having personal convictions is important to keep us from being swayed by the opinions of others or automatically obeying them. Someone with no personal convictions will be indecisive and easily led astray. And here's today's challenge. Begin to pray and discover your convictions, both biblical and personal. They will guide you in the life that God is calling you to live. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. If you like this podcast, you can help us find new listeners by leaving a review. The largest percentage of our listeners listen on Apple Podcasts. By leaving a rating and a review, you help others discover the podcast. And yes, it really does help. So thank you in advance. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.